The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church International and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. I hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I know the Sasso family and Freedom Fellowship Church, we had the most wonderful Christmas because we are celebrating the goodness of God and what he has done and what he continued to do in this country, United States of America. We are very thankful and grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ for what he is doing on the face of the earth. And, you know, the Lord Jesus is very easy to please. And every time he asks us to do something, we also benefit from those offering in the process. He is really that good. I have been reviewing how thankful and thanking God for what he's doing here in our country. And I was asking him, Lord, what do you want us to do or to make as a Thanksgiving offering for Christmas for you? And he gave me a vision of an improved facility, our sanctuary. So we start renovating, improving, and expanding the facility as our Thanksgiving offering and dedication to our wonderful Lord for turning this country around. You know, and of course, we benefit from it. But he saw me a vision and we carry it through. So I thank God for the ministry team, for the team of Freedom Fellowship Church. Everybody rallied around that vision, and it is our corporate offering to the Lord. Okay, we're not done yet, but we're trying to finish as much as we can before the prophetic gathering on December 31st. You know, reviewing 2025. Just hearing the news now or seeing how corruptions are being exposed is something that we ought to thank God for. And you need to join us in thanksgiving and giving God a thanksgiving offering for what he's doing. So we continue to thank God for the full manifestation. I continue to thank God, and I continue calling forth with the ministry team for the full manifestation of your healing, for your financial breakthrough, for healing and reconciliation of your family, and the promotion in the kingdom of our God. I pray that you will take notice and listen and take part in this transfer of wealth and influence that is now in an accelerated mode because time is of the essence. It is amazing how we, all over the world, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ here on earth. And we are the one who receive presents, exchanging gifts, holding a family gathering, instead of us giving or offering presents to our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have been changing that drastically at Freedom Fellowship Church. And I want you to consider by the end of this year that you make a major changes on how you celebrate Christmas. That is to focus on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to ask him what he wants for his birthday. Okay? It may not be the exact date, but just celebrating his birth as a son of man is something to behold. So we always determine what are specific things, what are the items that we can offer to Jesus for his birthday. So this year is a Thanksgiving offering. As I said before, we prepared our facility for greater works. We expanded the kitchen and we added more chairs to accommodate more people. To also prepare the facility for international business training and prophetic gatherings, leadership training, and of course, healing services. It is our offering to the Lord, and it is our promise that we're going to focus on that greater work for 2026 and beyond, okay? And we are also preparing the body of Christ as we are getting prepared ourselves to receive our God's allotted inheritance concerning the transfer of wealth and influence. So next week will be the prophetic gathering, December 31st at 7 o'clock here in our facility. But you need to register for this important event. We will not be holding our regular Wednesday service on December 31st, so there won't be any live streaming on that particular night. And there will be a ticket that you can enter your ticket number in order to join us live stream on Wednesday night. And those who, of course, who registered to join us personally in San Antonio, they will have their tickets and confirmation. Please don't show up without you confirming your reservation. It is not right, okay? You can register by going to our website, sogmi.org, and click events. Again, it's sogmi.org and click events. If you are joining us in person, the registration fee will be $35. If you are joining us online, will be $25 per household. Confirmation will be sent to you via email. So if you're joining us online, make sure to give the names of the members of your household joining us live streaming, okay? Immediate family members only, all right? Not the entire village. If you're joining us in person, register as soon as possible and the attire is formal. Let us dress up for Jesus. We will celebrate the end of the year 2025 and welcome the year 2026. The Lord has been giving us insights and visions for 2026, and exciting things are ahead. Okay? So we will be sharing with you the prophecies for the church and for the nations and individual prophecies at that time as the Holy Spirit directs, okay? So it is important that you will be also in an expansion mode and you have to prepare yourself to receive, to believe, and apply God's ways of doing things in every areas of your life, okay? Our instruction before the end of the year 2025 is to finish whatever we started before the end of the year. We're not supposed to be leaving mess or let somebody else clean our mess. We must make necessary corrections and do and make things right. Time is of the essence. As much as we can receive, as much as we can believe, as much as we can handle. You know, since we are reviewing 2025, when the Lord had me release the prophecy several years ago, that God is going to uproot the wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. And he showed me in a vision of a tree that has deep root that all the nations of the world are feeding off this root, including Christians, including many ministries and ministers. I knew that it's going to be big. I didn't have the full picture of it, but I know it was very serious at that time, especially when God repeated himself and told me, Christina, only by my own hands that this will be accomplished. That is uprooting this wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. And we are watching now this uprooting unfold before our very own eyes. My dear brothers and sisters, keep on praying and thanking God for what he's doing concerning United States of America. When wickedness started to unravel, I thought to myself, this is it. This is the serious one. This is the main evil root. I was wrong. Corruption, election interference in 2020, and people leeching off billions, it might reach trillions of dollars all across this country. Corruption. They started to unravel before our very own eyes. Now we are so shocked. And many, and you need to stop this, my dear brothers and sisters. Many are murmuring. They demand, some people need to go to jail. Be patient, my dear brothers and sisters, and let us follow what the book of James says. Be slow to speak. Be quick to hear or to listen and obey, okay? Let God do His work. Let us be patient. Let us trust Him as far as His timing is concerned, okay? So let us trust the ways of God because His ways are perfect. If corruption will continue to be exposed and dealt with, I really believe before the end of President Trump ends, our budget deficit will all but disappear. It will become zero. Because just this time alone, billions of dollars, corruption in Minnesota alone. What about the other states? Once this uprooting has started, and the people of God are focused on Him and doing the greater work, United States of America will enter its finest hour. And the corruption and wickedness that is in our government for decades, for generations of corrupt politicians are now being dealt with in such a short time. Okay? Let us continue to praise God. Only God can do this, but of Christ. We have to cooperate with Him. Prophecies are manifesting. They are unfolding before our very own eyes, and we are in the smacking center of it all. Glory to God. Exciting times ahead. Our days of deliverance has come. And remember the other prophecies that the Lord had me released? That even all the wicked, corrupt people combine all their resources, all their power, centralize their power and authority, they will not be able to stop this great move of God. It's starting in this country, and that filter and affects the entire world. Look now, they're running scared. Those who taught themselves as untouchables, they're facing indictments, expulsion, exposure. So let us focus on God, all right? So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to receive and believe God for the full manifestation of your healing, of your deliverance, and trust Him completely. You know why? The Lord has a need of you. This move of God is so great, all hands on deck. Yes, including you. You can believe with me. You can praise God in your bed. You can pray for others. That is important. And most of all, thank God in advance for the full manifestations of your blessing. And I will be in complete agreement with you. Okay? Let us united in love. More than a decade ago, when God instructed me to host this prophetic voice of our time, I was stunned when He told me the theme or the title of this broadcast, Prophetic Voice of Our Time. I felt that it's a lot of pressure on my part, but it was not me who has to get all the titles and the words. They always come from the Holy Spirit. But what He gave me as a theme is to remind everybody, in which I'm going to repeat myself again today. We will not be able, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we will not be able to agree or unite as one body on our doctrines, our traditions, but our unifying force is Christ Jesus, and our language is love because God is love. We need to speak His language. The other prophecy that I released is this, that President Trump, starting in when he was speaking to me in 2019 and 2020, before the presidential election, that President Trump is going to be a two-term president. And as Trump continues to acknowledge the Lord God, God will prepare a banquet for President Trump in the presence of his enemies. That is why Trump survived all these attacks, legal issues, indictments, because of God's promise. Also, the Lord says that on Trump's second term of office, he will be gentler and humble, but stronger in his resolve to make America great again. So many, including prophets or false prophets, some of them, expected that Trump will serve consecutive terms. But God did not say that. God said that Trump is a two-term president. Now we know why. It was God's strategic for wickedness to receive its fullness between 2020 and 2024 before he deals with them. Praise God, he's dealing with them right now. Okay? Do not gloat when your enemies or considered enemies are being punished. You and I don't want God to withdraw his hand away from dealing with them. Let us allow God to uproot this wickedness once and for all, never again to grow back again. Okay? Not under our watch. We came so close for United States of America to be destroyed. And we are sober now. Americans have awakened. Okay? And God is moving. And also, for the year 2025, beginning in the fall, God said that this new season is going to be a great season of harvest and implementation, a season of receiving from God. He also reminded us over and over again that time is of the essence. Do not delay your obedience. Correct any things in your life that needs to be corrected, and finish projects before the year 2025 ends. It is also a season of great preparation. Many months ago, upon the direction of the Holy Spirit, we started having Friday healing prayers instead of praying in the Spirit. In preparation for the vision of God he gave me several years ago. In this vision, cars are lined up in the facility's parking lot, and me and the team are praying for people in the car. Since the people will not fit in the facility, the Lord showed me a drive-through prayer in the parking lot. What happened next is something the group did not expect. Some of us received serious diagnosis, cancer, diabetes, all kinds of sickness and disease start manifesting. But we are still standing tall, and we are obeying God's healing protocol and not just relying on doctors. But we are incorporating God's healing protocol under the premise that by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are already the healed. We stand and we begin our prayer and our receiving and our healing from the point of victory that was handed to us at the cross. And besides, Jesus Christ is our great physician, and we have to receive our healing by faith with corresponding action. You know, I thought I know how to pray effectively, until the Holy Spirit started revealing things to me and the team. Our prayer have changed. Our focus and our prayers have changed. And it's so exciting to be able to get rid of yeast traditions and habits that we thought are from God that we picked up in our Christian walk along the way. The Holy Spirit started teaching us again. We are unlearning things, and we are implementing his ways of doing things as if for the first time. how to be led by the Holy Spirit, how to pray. And you and I need to pray and focus on what is the perfect will of God for that person. His promises, and that He is the Almighty God, that He is a merciful God. We focus on God's perfect will, His attributes, instead of focusing on our challenges, on our sickness and disease, or our financial troubles and all kinds of troubles. You and I need to focus on who God is and that we belong to Him. It is more than enough for you and I to even consider that God loves you and I as much as He loves His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. That is a lot of love. So don't look at yourself in self-condemnation that the reason why this happened to you is somebody else's fault or your fault, or don't get into condemnation. You don't do that to your children. And God loves you. And God loves our loved ones more than we love them. You bank on that. And that will be your confidence in Christ Jesus. Repeat this after me. Lay hands on yourself. Today, in the name of Jesus, is the beginning of the full manifestations of my healing and deliverance, because I am loved by God. I got the love of my Father God, and He got mine. I love Him too. And my God, even though I've been unfaithful to Him, He remained faithful. The Lord Jesus, who healed me at the cross, is at the right hand of Father God in heaven, interceding for me. So therefore, because of what Jesus did on the cross, and because by Him and through Him, I was adopted to become a member of the family of God, it is one of my benefit is healing, prosperity, joy, peace. And because of this, in the name of Jesus, I'm focused on who I am in Christ Jesus. If Jesus has it for me, I receive it in Jesus' name. Remember, the life that you are now living, my dear brothers and sisters, you're living it for God. He is the only one who can take away your life. Okay? It is up to Him and you, no one else. That's why He loves us. Okay? Let us focus on the love of God. And in this Christmas season, these holidays, as we end the year 2025, let us end it with celebration and thanksgiving. And we look forward for what thus God is saying to the church, to us individually, and as a nation for year 2026 and beyond. So don't forget, register for the prophetic gathering on December 31st. We are also live streaming it. If you're attending in person, seating is limited. You have to register right away, okay? You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click event and wear something special for Jesus, okay? The attire is formal, and I reserve to not admit you if you're not dressed properly, okay? The attire is formal. We're going to honor our Lord Jesus Christ, and the registration fee is $35 per person. If you cannot join us in person, if you cannot make the trip here in San Antonio, join us live streaming. It will be $25 per household. Again, you can register at sogmi.org and click events. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.